In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Boston and New York. I know
Padres Cubs is probably like the most interesting of the opening round ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boston, New York, just because I actually think the winner of, like, look, I don't think the winner of Tigers and the Guardians is going to the World Series. I just don't.
I don't either.
I think the winner of the Red Sox Yankees could win the World Series.
I agree with that sentiment. I think the AL is significantly more open in the sense that I don't think the Blue Jays are an unstoppable juggernaut. I do expect the Mariners to be in the ALCS if you're making me predict.
Yeah.
But the Padres Cubs one, the NL has that same plausibility of Padres and Cubs can both beat the Brewers in a series. And then they're
Brewers
only one series away.
Postseason track record.
They don't. They have quite a bad postseason track record. I felt like the Cubs, who stumbled there in the middle, had been one of the more fascinating teams and deep teams in baseball. So I like them for a big chunk that way. If you made me guess right now, I would say that it's Mariners, Yankees in the ALCS and Dodgers, Cubs in the NLCS. Would be my official prediction for what I think takes place. The Dodgers, it's like, I'd love to see, I think so would you, the Reds beat the Dodgers. But like, am I ever going to predict that, man? Shohei is pitching and hitting. He's a freak of nature. Again, they know how to play in the playoffs. I just have such a hard time parsing that out. That would be my official prediction the rest of the way.
So
if I'm rooting for a team, by the way, it's the Mariners. Go Mariners.
Yeah, yeah.
Never won a World Series in their history. Go Mariners. I hope they win the whole damn thing, and it becomes the season of the big dumper. And Cal Raleigh gets World Series MVP. Easy team to root for.
Yeah, the Mariners are. We were talking before the show. I also have Yankees and Mariners in the ALCS, which means it's not going to happen now that you and I both are in agreement on that happening in the ALCS. Let's not forget about the Phillies on the NL side. I think they're still going to be
very good.
I think the Phillies, in terms of coming up with clutch hits, they've been consistent at doing that throughout the season. I think the hitting, obviously, that they have as well. To me, we're headed towards a Phillies Dodgers NLCS. We're gonna have that on the National League side. If you're wondering what the odds say for a World Series champion, the Phillies actually are the favorites right now, +450. Mariners 5-1. Dodgers 5.5-1. Blue Jays 6.5-1. Yankees are 7-1 in the World Series. If you're trying to make a bet for AL winner, Mariners 2-1, Blue Jays +270, Yankees 3-1. And then if you're going to take a flyer, you think that Red Sox can beat the Yankees or the Tigers could go on a run or the Guardians. Tigers 8-1, Red Sox 8.5-1, and the Guardians 13-1 as they are already trailing in the third inning of this game.
Are you still, they did get a double play though.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still fascinated in the, if Aaron Judge bombs in the playoffs part of the equation?
It's a huge storyline.
It can't not be fascinating anytime there is an all-time great player, and that great player shrinks in the game's biggest moments. His team has never even actually competed for a World Series. They haven't, like, they got to an ALCS. I guess they got to the World Series.
Yeah, last
back. Sorry.
They were just there.
But like, he's been so bad, but they had to be carried part of the way. His consistency of being a top three player in baseball, but not being a good playoff performer is interesting. It just is, because it defies logic. Shohei doesn't just not show up in the postseason. He consistently does, like most great players do. I will say, I hate the World Series logo this year. It's so small. Every time I see it, I'm like, why is it all cartoony and weird?
Actually, I don't think, have I seen it?
I don't know. They all look about
pretty
the same.
Good if it's the one at that some I'm
point,
looking at.
At some point 15 or see. I don't like it. Some point 15 we'll or 20 years ago, 25. Both Major League Baseball and the NFL went to homogenous. They all look the same. We just changed the Roman numerals part. And it's kind of
The retro Super Bowl logos were the best. I'll give you that for sure. The retro Super Bowl. I'm looking at the World Series one for this year. It's fine. It's fine.
You don't hate it. You just nothing it.
It's fine.
Fine. Nothing it. This does. I mean, like going back to the Royals and all the stuff earlier, it's like this does feel like it should have been a playoff team for the Royals this year. And so, yeah, it is frustrating to watch the playoffs and not see the Royals in it, especially for the stat we gave yesterday. They scored more runs and gave up less runs than the Guardians, a team actively playing baseball right now. So, like, it was about records in one-run games where the Royals had a winning record, but not as good as the Tigers and not as good as the Guardians and not as good as Seattle. In retrospect, even though the Royals had a good bullpen, the hitting late really cost them. They had about a 500 record in one-run games. Most of the teams in the playoffs, not all, most of them, and I looked it up, were about 10 games or better in one-run games. So that's it? Is the key to unlock a playoff berth is just win close games? Because in 162 of them, there are a lot.
I mean, the other key is don't have a month of June where you scored, what was it, like...
And they finished 10 games below 500.
I can't remember. What was it like as low as 10 runs or something? It was something crazy.
Someone says, is it worse than the old 610 logo? No, that's still one of the worst logos in the history of mankind.
That's true. That is
I stand by that statement. It was, and I was saying that before we had switched logos. I was actively saying that while we were still 610 Sports Radio. I'm just telling you, that logo was 8 different colors and 14 different fonts and 3 different styles. It was hideous.
Yeah, and that's gone now.
But so we're the fan now. I'm pointing at a sign nobody can see on the stream, but there's a giant banner in the building.
Yeah. Coming up in 18 minutes, we'll talk Chiefs football with Nate Taylor. We are keeping an eye on this baseball game as the Tigers have a runner on third with 2 outs.
Who's your World Series winner projection?
I'm going to go with the Phillies.
I'm going to take the Mariners out of heart. I want them to win it, and they're certainly capable of winning it. So I'm just going to take them in a series. I like the idea of Cal Raleigh and Aaron Judge in an ALCS.
Oh, it'd be fun.
The two top AL MVP favorites dueling it out. It's an interesting series.
I would
series,
like to see the Brewers get there. I know that's not the sexy team. Great regular seasons, but in the postseason, they struggle. I think a lot of people locally will be rooting for the Padres with Freddie Fermin a little bit, and that's cool as well.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.